Greetings, charming viewers. Today on Vegetarian Elite, we have the privilege of having a remarkable individual with us, Willie Austin. Mr. Austin is a former world-class athlete, an internationally recognized strength trainer, and a person who wholeheartedly devotes his time, efforts, and love to the betterment of the community. In this program, the 1990 World Drug-Free Powerlifting Champion and co-founder of the Austin Foundation shares with us his experience as a vegan athlete and his pledge to help others live a healthy lifestyle. It was at the University of Washington, in one of the top college football programs in the nation at the time, that Willie Austin started his athletic career as the Husky football team cornerback. He was determined to succeed in both roles of student and athlete, a diligence he still carries forth with everything he does.
Well, of course, you know, the main reason for being there is for educational purpose. And so that took up most of my time. But playing football, of course, you know, you want to be the best that you can be out on the football field. And you also want to be injury free. So it took a lot of time to have to perform at the level that the University of Washington had us at. It's like carrying a full-time job, actually, maybe a little bit more than that. And I get up at 6 a.m. and probably try and have some quick breakfast. And from there, and I would have class all the way up to, say, 2 o'clock, 2:30. And from there, we had to be at practice at team meeting at 2:30 p.m. And we wouldn't leave the football field until probably about 7:30, 8 o'clock p.m.
From football, Mr. Austin later turned to the new arena of powerlifting.
I had a summer job at the YMCA, and I decided to try it out. Of course, weightlifting and strength training was a part of football. You really had to strength train in order to stay strong and be injury-free in terms of the events that I competed in with the squat, the bench press, and the deadlift. And then doing that and getting in a little practice meets, I felt that, wow, I can do this. Somebody interviewed me first before they told me. And I went and, wow, I did pretty good. So I placed third place, and I felt like without any specific training in powerlifting, I think I could do this pretty good if I train. And from there, I entered the next meet, and I was prepared for it, and I trained, and I won. And the rest is, you know, you got me. I'm in this sport.
All of Mr. Austin's training and efforts paid off when he won the 1990 World Drug-Free Powerlifting Championship.
Well, the World Drug-Free Powerlifting Championship in 1990 was held in Paris, France. There was something about the water there or something about the atmosphere there that I had the most remarkable meet in my whole life, and you know, set a world record, a couple of drug-free world records, and I won the world championship. It was awesome. It's an experience that I would love to see many other people go through.
With passion for powerlifting and a strong dedication to helping others succeed, Mr. Austin put his athletic experience into good use as a coach and trainer. He has successfully trained 50 national and world champion powerlifters.
I've coached many people in local meets, as well as national champions and world champions. You know, I asked myself one day, because I was torn between being an athlete and also being a coach, Willie, what would you like in your life? Would you like 10 national and world championships, or would you rather coach 10 world champions? And I would rather be a coach of 10 national champions than to be a 10-time champion.
Mr. Willie Austin has trained distinguished professional athletes such as National Football League or NFL players like Michael Sinclair of the Seattle Seahawks and Ray Roberts of the Detroit Lions. One of his most notable accomplishments as a trainer is coaching Faith Ireland, retired Washington State Supreme Court Justice.
Faith is, wow, she's an awesome individual. to be a Supreme Court justice. She's probably one of the only athletes that I've trained that I couldn't just say, hey, look, you better do this or you better do that. I had to come and say, Faith, it might be better if we tried this or that.
Faith Ireland has 21 years of service in the judiciary. She served 15 years as King County Superior Court Judge and 6 years as Washington State Supreme Court Justice. At the age of 57, Faith turned to powerlifting and holds numerous records.
She's an awesome person, and she's a multinational and world champion now. And it was a privilege for me to work with her.
Though Willie enjoys working with professional athletes and has great success in this area, he always felt his true calling in life was elsewhere.
I think it's a great opportunity and a privilege to be able to work with athletes of all sorts, from high school, college, and professional. I've really enjoyed working with a professional athlete because it's something that they have to have in order to be at the top of their game. The other opportunity that we get is to have an athlete come and talk to youth and families. My calling, I feel, is to be able to work with the people who are not athletic, the people who are having trouble being fit, having trouble eating the right thing, people who are suffering from chronic diseases and sedentary lifestyle, people who are overweight. But I weight train, and I teach and train weight training every day to youth, to families, people young and old, moving on after powerlifting. I saw a great need to, for health reason, to be able to promote fitness, not only strength training, but also endurance work, flexibility, and also nutrition.
As a trainer, Willie felt obligated to become a role model in overall well-being. His yearning to reach out to people and make a difference in his community led him to adopt a healthier, plant-based diet.
You know, as an athlete and a coach, just seeing the demand and the need in the community for promoting better health, you have to walk the walk. And I felt that I needed to change my diet if I'm going to support the changing of diet of many other people. To want to be healthier, to want to live longer, to want to be on the planet long enough to touch the amount of people that I would love to touch before I leave here. And that incorporated a vegetarian diet at first, and eventually I became vegan.
When we return to Vegetarian Elite, Mr. Willie Austin will discuss how the vegan diet benefits him as an athlete and the positive differences the Austin Foundation has had on the community.
Be veg. Be strong. Save our planet.
Welcome back to Vegetarian Elite and the second half of our chat with Mr. Willie Austin, former world-class athlete, internationally recognized strength trainer, co-founder of the charitable Austin Foundation, and a vegan. Mr. Austin addresses the concerns of maintaining optimal health while being a vegan athlete.
I think the bottom line is ensuring that you're getting the proper calories into your system. Most definitely you should have a variety of food that's giving you the same amount of calories and proper nutrition that you would get with eating meat. And there are so many ways that you can go as a vegetarian with eating the proper protein and the carbohydrates. As an athlete, I just want to say that, if you want to become vegan or vegetarian, I truly feel that your colon, your inside, your body would probably be happy about it.
Willie Austin continues to promote a healthy vegan diet and devotes his time helping others stay fit. In 1998, the Seattle Times named Willie one of the 20 Northwest people who have made a difference for his extensive service. Though Mr. Austin had always wanted to do social work since childhood, he did not foresee the path his life would take today, serving society as a role model.
When I entered the University of Washington, my major was theology. And as I you know, as I went along, it sort of took me into social work.
Mr. Austin co-founded the Austin Foundation in 1994, a nonprofit organization that encourages better health for Seattle's inner-city youth and their families.
We promote health and fitness to youth, families, schools, community centers, faith-based organizations. We work with about 3,000 youth this year. I think the biggest thing that I'm proud about with that is our youth development program, being able to train other youth to go out and help youth in their community. And I just hope and wish that we can continue to network the growth of this approach to our community so that we can be safer, healthier, and have a better planet.
In addition to physical well-being, Mr. Austin makes sure that he is also spiritually well-nourished every day. He explains his motto, "If I wake up and feel that the Creator is not going to be there with me, then I won't go out that day."
I believe in preparing myself for the day. I believe in waking up in the morning and praying and meditating before I leave. And I feel that that's the way to actually carry all of me. And if I'm not all together when I leave, it would be impossible for me to have a positive effect on the lives of others that we serve. I think, as you know, meditation and prayer serves as a meal, it also serves as rest as well. I feel that if I go through a long day, which I've seen many, where you get only a couple of hours of sleep at night, I think to have a good meditation can set you free and feel you full of the energy that you need to get your job done for that day.
In honor of his care and encouragement of physical, emotional, mental, social, and spiritual well-being, Mr. Willie Austin was recognized as the 2008 Mindful Mentor of the Year.
Each year we have a gathering in January to celebrate the National Mentoring Month. And so it's mentors from all over the country come together to celebrate this great event. And you know, I was given an award for my mentoring, though I've created a lot of this. I think the work is really done by the workers that work with me, that assist me, our trainers, our youth, our families. So I, on behalf of all of them and the Austin Foundation, you know, I was happy to share that award for our mentoring work in the community.
We would like to thank Mr. Willie Austin for your precious time in sharing with us the benefits of a vegan diet and uplifting the community through the Austin Foundation. And to our admirable audience, thank you for joining us today on Vegetarian Elite. Please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. We wish you a peaceful and blessed day.
I would like to just congratulate Supreme Master Qinghai and Supreme Master Television in the work that's being done. And let's keep up the good work. And I'm happy to be a part of this. And I will continue to spread the word myself.
Supreme Master Qinghai sends her loving response to your message, Mr. Willie Austin. Oh, you are awesome. Thanks for being an exceptional, inspirational, and exemplary vegan, and all your effort to spread this trend. Love, love, Qinghai.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.